afternoon. I'm just on my way over to Wheelock Hall, which is a farm shop and property just on the way to Crewe. Not too far off the M6, maybe 5 miles off the M6. It's got a good reputation. It's meant to be a large farm shop. What I'm going there for today is to just chat to them, show them the love, fresh air, and try and find out just how local their produce is, because I've heard one or two rumours that, despite it, lots of labels to the contrary in the place, a lot of the food's actually imported far and wide. So we'll see. If it's UK, then that's all good by me. It's still what I would call the UK feeding itself. So yeah, still somewhere of interest for Love Fresh. But I'm hoping that there'll be a concentration of directly local goods produced within the surrounding 50 to 100 miles. 50 really. Don't see any reason why not. Fruitful landscape of Cheshire is full of cheeses and fruits and vegetables and meat. So yeah, interesting visit, and hopefully they'll like the Love Fresh app. We'll be able to get them on the website as soon as it goes live. Right, well, I've arrived at Wheelock Hall. Very promising start. Nearly run over 3 ducks. And there's geese and ducks pottering about all over the field. Quite a nice touch. It is a working farm by the looks of it. And they have several chicken coops outside as well. I think they're kind of going for the family day out. A bit of a treat, kids see some animals type thing. All the chickens are actually inside their coops, but nonetheless, there's lots of cats about. Wheelock Hall Farm, open every day 9 till 6:30. Market gardens. I think I'm heading in this way. Hiya. And the reason for visiting, the turkeys and geese on sale, which all looks very nice. Right, I'm going to switch this app off now, and oh, they've even got some nice outdoor tables. Right, yeah, I'm going to go. So I've just come out of Wheelock Hall, recorded a check-in to Love Fresh. I have to say, I mean, can't really be going around introducing producers to Love Fresh and slagging their business off, so I was very diplomatic what I put on Love Fresh for now. I'll be more honest as we launch and get it out there, but yeah, a little bit disappointed. It's a very big premises that at its core business proposition and sign outside says great local produce. So salivating on the way in at the size of the premises, I was expecting a huge fresh meat counter, lots of nice home produced cheeses and cured meats and pickles and jams, and I'm afraid to say it's not the case. They had some local produce, but you know, the strings of onions and beetroot were the only particularly fresh local produce I could find. Some of the hams were local, but most of them were from as far afield as Kent or Cornwall. I asked the manager why that was the case, bearing in mind I was there for his local sign, you know, his local, see how his local claims stacked up. And he just basically appeared to not bothered making the effort. He's got his customers coming in, they see the sign, they're happy when they get there. Okay, it's not a supermarket, and the produce was artisan in places, and it all looked nice and fresh, but I think it's probably symptomatic of the fact that these places aren't that easy to locate at the moment, and therefore don't get much passing traffic, or don't get much net sales, or whatever, that, you know, things that they could achieve more with their business, even locally using none of them use the internet. That's one characteristic I've found. Not many at all. And it's a missed opportunity, and I hope LoveFresh starts to give these people a little bit more confidence to, you know, to make the effort to shop around, to get deals with local farmers. Because just slapping farm shop local produce on your sign is a bit cheap, in my opinion. I don't have a problem with it. By definition, it was a farm shop. It was a shop attached to a farm that sold some of their own produce, but so minimal as to warrant it, warrant you looking for the next localist produce they sell. So you look at the meat and you look at the cheese, and you find that actually there's nothing particularly local about any of it. So yeah, disappointed. I am disappointed. Anyway, disappointment aside, time to go and meet one of the local landlords. Any excuse? No, I'm probably about 15 miles away from home. I've come to a place called the Davenport, which claims to be a country inn serving great local fresh food. So let's go and see. I shall be reporting, but via the LoveFresh app for any beta testers.